Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. And today we're joined with the vocal leader, the anchor of the secondary for the Miami Hurricanes, Joe Noel Nicholas. Jojo, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us. I'm sure since the conclusion of the season, you've been busy getting ready for pro days and whatnot, but can you believe your career at Miami has kind of come and gone, and now you're knocking at the door of the NFL?
It's been a crazy ride thus far because, these 5 years just completely, flew by. And all I can say is I enjoyed it each year, and this year was probably the most fun I've had, in my whole career there, so.
And there weren't any reason why? Any reason why?
Just because, with everything that we came in and how we played together as a team, and we came together and, how we pushed each other and the hard work we put in. And the whole time we were there, we just enjoyed our time. Even with the 500, season, we still had fun in the process. And, there's a lot of games that I'm going to always remember. Just being there as a senior and then to be able to become a leader this year, it's just overwhelming.
Definitely. And we had your buddy and teammate Lee Chambers on the other night, and he talked about when you guys first met, when you first arrived. He said you were real quiet, and he was kind of nervous that, you were going to be one of those guys he was going to have to live with that didn't say two words. But, you go from the quiet guy to the leader of the secondary. You got to be vocal, and you kind of be the guy that they look up to. Talk a little bit about how that came about, where you took that leadership role.
It was just a case where this year, I knew we were going to have to leaders were going to have to step up this year, and it had to come from the senior class. And we all met, before the coaches even came in, and we said, no matter who the new coach is and who they bring in, it's going to be on the seniors to lead this team. And, guys that needed to step up had to step up, and I felt like I was one of those guys, just because of the experience I had playing and everything like that. So in the process, it was just something that came about and kept growing each and every day. Becoming the leader off the field, just making sure guys, did everything they were supposed to do. And then even on the field, just pushing guys, working hard, being a leader by example, and also, first and foremost, being a leader vocally.
Definitely. Once again, Jojo Nicholas, the defensive safety from the Miami Hurricanes, joining us here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show. He was third on the team with 66 tackles. He led them with 2 interceptions, and he also led all defensive backs with 2.5 sack tackles for a loss. Jojo, every guy that comes on the show, I ask this question. If we put you in an NFL uniform right now, we don't know that you under the helmet and the pads, who are you going to kind of remind us of with the style of play?
I'll probably have to say Kenny Phillips. He was a guy that I modeled my play after when I came in, and he was one guy that I really looked up to. And basically, he was just a guy I followed around as a freshman, and I tried to take as much as I could from him.
And you guys have had, the Hurricanes have had so much. Antrell Rolfe, Philip Buchanan, Kenny Phillips, Sean Taylor, Ed Reed. The list is just endless. Is there a certain pride that you guys have amongst each other? Is there something, that you guys talk about behind closed doors that you kind of keep this legacy up?
Just the work ethic, that it's always been here. That's something that is always preached to us by older guys. And it was always just the work ethic. Being at the U, we have a lot of guys in the NFL, and everybody can go first round, and we have all this talent, but nobody really sees the work that we put in behind closed doors. And I think that's what we always try to preach to the players, to the young guys coming in, and that's what basically I was told when I came in, that when you come to UM, you come to work, you come to compete, because your spot is never safe. Because, it's UM, everybody's talented. So you got to come in and work.
Yeah, definitely. And you bring up a great point. You are at the U. Everybody is talented. When did it kind of sink in for you personally that the NFL was a possibility? Because, like you said, every kid that probably sits on campus and, you know, puts the shoulder pads on, thinks, you know, I want to get to that next level, but it's not an opportunity every guy's going to get. You have that opportunity. When did it kind of sink in for you?
I would probably have to say about in my sophomore year when I, after Kenny Phillips left and I took over the starting job, it was just, you know, well, you know, I'm pretty good at this and I work hard. If I keep working harder, you know, I could possibly, you know, have a chance to play in the NFL because that's not something that's guaranteed for everyone. And just being at the University of Miami, I feel like that's a step up. Just, you know, that's a head start for, you know, a lot of guys coming out of the U, basically based on the tradition and everything that the guys before us have done.
And you were also invited to play in the Battle of Florida, and that took place down in Boca Raton. What was it like, you know, having that opportunity to, you know, be a week-long event with NFL scouts and coaches on hand and, you know, meet some face-to-face time? Could you talk a little bit about that experience?
Oh, that was a great experience. Just, you know, being that it was the first time and probably be the last time that you get to talk to that many teams, you know, in one setting, and they get to see you do your drills, how you work, how you interact with players and how you interact with coaches and the different things that you can do and seeing your progress. And, I mean, it's just something that I always, you know, remember and just take a lot from it, because if I had to pass it on to anyone else, I'd just let them know, man, enjoy the process of just being in a setting where you have guys that want to see what you can do, and it's a time where you just have to showcase your talent and everything that you can do.
Definitely. And those scouts and coaches, I mean, what kind of feedback did you get from them?
It was all good feedback, you know, just, you know, questions just about intelligence of the game, things I can do, what defenses I knew and how I can break down teams, the things I did my way of studying, and, you know, and just being an overall football player and just having fun. So it was pretty good, you know, message that I got from them, and just, you know, their personality and seeing how they come off to players. And so it was good vibes from each one. I can't say anything bad about any one of those scouts.
Definitely. And once again, JoJo Nicholas, the free safety from the Hurricanes, he was the Melching Award winner, and that is for leadership. And it's one of the finest qualities a team can ask for is leadership from a young man as he makes his path towards the NFL. I'm curious, man. I mean, you know, scouts could be listening. I mean, what's that part of your game that you kind of don't get a lot of recognition for, or maybe you just kind of get swept to the wayside for some reason?
Just my knowledge of the game and just being able to, you know, think and react, you know, the way I do out on the field, because, you know, they don't see, you know, people don't see the time I put in the film room and on the field, the extra hours that I put in. And, you know, that's where the good plays and the great plays come in at, is from all the extra studying. And then when you can take that type of, you know, knowledge to the field and bring it all together, I mean, you get great things happen.
You know, and I'm going to be a little selfish here, because when I get film guys on the show, I kind of like to ask this question just to see if we can get a direct hit on it. Can you kind of go back in your career and think of some game film that you viewed, and then come game day on Saturday, it comes to fruition, and you kind of see that play develop and you make it?
Well, one play I could say for sure was the Georgia Tech game, that first play of the game, because of the whole week. Was saying it's going to be a pass a lot, and I was seeing it on film. Like me and the coaches, defensive coordinator, and Coach Paul Williams, we discussed it. Like, you know, every game we saw, they pass on the first play, and it's not really. It's just something to get you on your heels. Okay, we're gonna pass first play, but we're about to get ready to run a triple option right down your throat. So the whole time we're just saying, look, be ready for the pass on first play. Play pass. And then it just so happens they go past, and he throws one across the middle, and then I picked it off. And then it was just something that I saw the whole way through, just being a midfield safety.
No, that's great stuff. Yeah, I love hearing stories like that. I love hearing that hard work kind of paying off and hearing that play relived through your guys' voices. You guys bring that to us. And how about that home run part of your game, JoJo? I mean, what's that part, you know, what's that showroom floor part of your game that, you know, that's the highest selling point? It's like the home run part.
Basically just going out and just being a physical player and just making plays, you know. The plays that I made this year were all great, and it helped the defense, and it was something that helped the team, and that's, you know, that's basically what it was, just being able to make those plays and not hesitate and show no remorse and just go out and play and have fun.
Definitely. And, I mean, and like we had Lee on the other day, and we're, you know, talking about Damon Brody and Nova Agency and kind of what Damon brought to the table to, you know, I mean, this is a big event. I mean, you know, this is your NFL career, probably a childhood dream. I mean, what did Damon kind of bring to the table that you thought he was going to be the, you know, the best fit for you?
Well, it was just what I saw in Damon, you know, the first day that I met him was just a guy that I was going to work as hard as ever just to, you know, to make sure everything is going right for you. And I feel like any guy who's willing to put in that work for you, not even knowing you, and then basically like just being like a family man. When we think of Damon, like me and Lee talk about this all the time, we're like a family, you know. And you don't get that from many agents. Because a lot of times it's all about business and, you know, nothing matters but business. But with Damon, you know, we can talk about things on a different level, and it's not always business. You know, we can go have fun and things like that. And then when you have a guy that's going to work hard for you and still be, you know, we consider him family. So that's what I saw that he brought to the table.
And I tell you what, I can confirm that, because when Lee was on, he said, you know, he was all about family. And he said growing up in Mississippi, that was the thing that he prided himself on, was family. And that was one of the key things that he saw in Damon as well. And I think that's a positive thing for anyone looking. I think at the end of the day, you just want to be called a good person, a good man, I think. And that's what you rest your laurels on. JoJo, before we wrap things up, I always like to have some fun with you guys. And I call it sweeping the corners. There's just some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
Now, if you could take out any female celebrity in the world, who would you like to take out for a bite to eat?
Any female celebrity would probably be Carrie Hilson.
Carrie Hilson. And this question for you. After your career is over, you have to choose another profession. Are we more likely to see you on the cover of a magazine as a male model or up there on stage as a lead singer of a boy band?
I go with the male model. I don't sing too much.
Excellent. And do your teammates have a nickname for you? And if not, did somebody else on the team have a nickname that is kind of one of those things that just kind of makes you laugh every time you hear it?
No, not really. I mean, a lot of the guys just basically they put my first and last name together, the first couple of initials, and just call me Joe Nick. That was always an interesting thing for me. But other than that, no real true nickname. But a lot of the guys we had Casey Rogers on the team, so the one thing they would make fun of, we got Casey and JoJo. Actual things.
Excellent. And if you're down there, I mean, what was your favorite place down there on campus or around campus? If you're down there bumming around looking for a bite to eat, what was your kind of favorite sandwich to get?
Well, on campus, I'd have probably went to, this is during the season, because I can eat a little off. So I was eating a little bit of Sausalitos. It was a little burrito spot on campus. That was my spot. I always get the beef burrito with rice and sour cream. That was always my favorite thing to get.
Excellent, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you taking some time, and I got to see you plenty in college, so you're one of those guys I definitely had the binoculars on when I was up in the box. So we appreciate you taking some time, man, and we'd love to get you back on the show further down the road as we get closer to the draft. But once again, we appreciate you taking some time.
Most definitely. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is JoJo Nicholas, the free safety from the Miami Hurricanes, kind enough to take some time and join us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.